Ang ating pagbasa ay mula sa nagsulat ng Gawa ng mga Apostol. Papasahin mula sa 25 verso hanggang sa 40 verso na 8 kabanata. Ating babasahin sa Filipino Standard Version. Matapos silang magpakatotoo at maipahayag ang salita ng Panginoon, bumalik sina Pedro at Juan sa Jerusalem na ipinangangaral ang magandang balita sa maraming nayo ng Samaria. Matapos ang mga ito, inutusan ng isang anghel ng Panginoon si Felipe. Tumindig ka at pumunta patungong timog, sa daang pababa mula sa Jerusalem patungong Gaza. Ito'y ilang nadaan. Tumindig nga siya at umalis. Dumating naman ang isang yunokong taga Ethiopia na tagapagpamahala ng buong kayamanan ni Candace, ang reyna ng Ethiopia. Galing ang yunoko sa Jerusalem upang sumamba. Pauwi na siya noon, nakasakay sa kanyang karawahe at binabasang aklat ni Propeta Isaías. Sinabi ng Espiritu kay Felipe, "Lumapit ka at makisakay sa karawaheng ito." Kaya tumakbong palapit si Felipe at kanyang narinig na binabasa ng lalaki ang aklat ni Propeta Isaías. Tinanong siya ni Felipe, "Nauunawaan mo ba ang binabasa mo?" Sumagot siya kay Felipe, "Paano ko ito mauunawaan kung walang magpapaliwanag sa akin?" At kanyang inanyayahan si Felipe na sumakay at maupong kasama niya. Ito ang bahagi ng kasulatang binabasa niya. Tulad ng tupang dinala sa katayan at ng konderong hindi umiimik sa harap ng kanyang manggugupit, gayon din hindi niya ibinubuka ang kanyang bibig. Sa kanyang pagpapakababa ay ipinagkait sa kanya ang katarungan. Sino ang makapaglalarawan sa kanyang lahi sapagkat inalis sa lupa ang kanyang buhay? Sinabi ng yunoko kay Felipe, "Maari bang sabihin mo sa akin kung sino ang tinutukoy ng propeta? Ang kanya bang sarili o iba?" Mula sa talatang ito, ipinangaral ni Felipe sa lalaki ang magandang balita tungkol kay Jesus. Sa kanilang paglalakbay, nakarating sila sa isang lugar na may tubig. Sinabi ng yunoko, "Tingnan mo, may tubig. Anong hadlang upang ako'y mabautismohan?" At sinabi ni Felipe, "Kung sumasampalataya ka ng buong puso, ito'y mangyayari." Sumagot ang yunoko, "Sumasampalataya ako na si Jesucristo ang anak ng Diyos." Pinahinto ng yunoko ang karawahe at lumusong silang dalawa sa tubig. At binautismohan siya ni Felipe. Nang umahon sila sa tubig, biglang inagaw ng Espiritu ng Panginoon si Felipe at hindi na siya nakita ng yunoko. Nagagalak itong nagpatuloy sa kanyang paglalakbay. Samantala, natagpuan si Felipe sa Azotus. Mula roon ay pinangaral niya ang magandang balita sa lahat ng mga bayan hanggang makarating siya sa Caesarea. Diwang banal ating dinggin.
Kanyang mga salita ng paghilom at paghamon ng
ating tugtugin.
So for this this Sunday, ang title ay Mamulat at Magmulat. Okay? Na parang part 2 siya actually nung last Sunday. So in our story today, Felipe, the deacon, also known as Philip the Evangelist, hindi ito yung Philip the Apostle, ha? So merong Philip na part ng 12 or more so apostles. Hindi ito yon. So ito si Philip the deacon na inappoint together with 6 others. Inutusan daw ng isang anghel si Philip the deacon to meet ang isang eunuch from Ethiopia. Nag-usap sila about sa scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Ininterpret at pinaliwanag ni Philip, jeepney hermeneutics kaya ginamit niya, charing. Ininterpret ni Philip at pinaliwanag yung scroll of Isaiah in relation, in the context ng kanyang faith kay Jesus of Nazareth. And then, after nilang magtsikahan, nagpabaptize yung eunuch, okay, kay Philip sa gilid ng daan. Most likely, hindi kalinisan yung tubig na iyon. Kasi tubig lang sa gilid ng daan eh. Diba? Then, according sa kwento, the Spirit snatched. After niya mabaptize yung eunuch, inisnatched, kinuha si Philip, nag-teleport, and brought him to Azotus. And there, he continues his proclamation and preaching up to Caesarea. Now, we don't know much about Philip. Wala tayong masyadong alam dun sa apostle. Wala rin tayong masyadong alam sa Philip, the deacon. And madalas nako-confuse sila sa isa't isa. Pero tignan natin muna sa preaching na ito, kilalanin natin kung ano man ang kaya nating alamin kay Philip and then dun sa eunuch. Okay? Based on context. Kanina sa umatin ng Bible 101, magigets nyo yung mga tinatawag kong scholarly assumptions, intelligent assumptions based on context. So, si number one, kay Philip. It is possible na si Philip ay first generation Christian. Anong first generation Christian? Nakasalamuha si Jesus. Okay, most likely. Pero hindi, walang nakalagay na gano'n. Most likely, kasi part siya ng Pentecost community. So, all of them are first generation Christians. No? So, most likely na witness niya ang historical Jesus. So, marami siyang alam at naunawaan sa mga nangyari kay Jesus at sa kanila. Sa lahat ng mga tinuro ni Jesus at mga patuloy na pagtuturo ng mga Christian leaders like Peter, James, and John, and the others, and Magdalene. So, ibig sabihin, si Philip, in the Jesus movement, at part of the generation na nakasalamuha si Jesus, si Philip ay Jesus woke. Tama? Amen? May kamulatan si Felipe. Second thing about Philip. By his name, Philip, he might most likely be a Gentile, hindi siya Jewish, or isa siyang Gentile na na-convert into Judaism. Okay? And then, later on, na-convert. Well, deep naman siya conversion eh. Kasi in the first generation Christians, hindi sila, walang separation ng Christians at Hudyo pa. Okay? So most likely, isa siyang Gentile Jewish person, a convert into Judaism. Siya or yung family niya, parents niya. So Greco-Roman siya. Okay? Number three. As part of the early Christian community in Jerusalem, most likely he is also poor. Kasi lahat, yung mga kababaihan lang ang may pera noon sa Jesus movement. Saka siguro si Pedro. Kasi si Pedro may-ari ng mga ilang bangka. No? Kung ngayon, isa operator ng jeepney si Pedro. Okay? Kasi may ilang bangka siya eh. So most likely, karamihan, almost 95% ng mga first generation Christians are poor and from the peasant working class. So double the oppression and discrimination. Socioeconomic poor si Philip, like other Christians. And then part siya ng isang bagong sekta ng mga Hudyo, which later the Jews persecuted as blasphemers and then persecuted by the Roman Empire as followers of a rebel named Jesus. Pang-apat about Philip. Of course, lalaki siya. It's good to assume na lalaki siya at cisgendered. Okay? We do not know anything about his sexuality as with many other ancient people. Okay? Or if he was married like most men, even Christian men at the time. Okay? So yun yung apat na alam natin kay Philip. Punta tayo sa eunuch. Yung eunuch. Ano ang eunuch? Castrated? Single? Most likely. So, at siya ay isang Ethiopian. An Ethiopian eunuch, meaning dark skin. Dark skin. Sabi dun sa binasa, Jewish convert siya. Okay? So, hindi siya Jewish by race. Jewish siya dahil nagpa-convert siya into Judaism. So medyo pareho sila ni Philip. Di ba? And he went to Jerusalem to the temple for a pilgrimage. Kasi kaka-Pentecost lang. Actually, Pentecost is a Jewish festival. Okay? At nag-pilgrimage siya sa Jerusalem. So yung sabi ka ni castrated siya. So kinastrate siya at a very young age. Okay? Anywhere between 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. Ganyang kabata kinakastrate ang mga eunuch. Castrated siya na nagwo-work sa kaharian ng Ethiopia. Most likely sa harem. Sa harem. Under ni Queen Candace, yung English name, Kandaki ang kaniyang Ethiopian, I mean the pronunciation, Kandaki. At treasurer siya. Siya yung treasurer. Ingat yaman. No? Pero ito, despite his position and the wealth of this eunuch, the wealth that this eunuch manages, meron din siyang kaapihan. Most eunuchs in ancient times were young boys who never chose to become eunuchs and who never willingly chose to be castrated. So yun una niyang kaapihan. Forced castration. As castrati, they are also discriminated as boys or men who are made to become somewhat of a woman but not really. So, ang eunuch, discriminated yan kasi para kang babae na hindi naman talaga. Okay? And in ancient times, minsan ginagamit ang salitang eunuch, kung ano man ang equivalent nito sa iba't ibang ancient languages, ang eunuch ay ginagamit na salita bilang pangkukutsa or pang-iinsulto. Sometimes, eunuch is used as an insult the same way the word bakla is used today, especially in the 80s and 90s, bilang kabawasan ng at kababaan ng pagkalalaki. Gets? At may references niyan in other places in scripture na ang eunuch is being used as a form of lesser, no, pang-iinsulto, derogatory. No? Yung pagiging duwag, pagiging mahina at pagiging malambot. Now, I am not implying that the eunuch is gay. Hindi lahat ng eunuch ay gay. Although ilang instances talaga that some eunuchs are gay. Okay? And actually, hindi natin pwede talagang i-impose yung word na gay, lesbian into ancient. Ano. But just for the purpose of our preaching today. And we do not know what is the exact sexuality of the eunuch. Kasi meron ding eunuch na nai-inlove sa, ano eh, sa mga prinsesa at sa mga reyna eh. Mm-mm. But para lang hindi nila ma... ano. Ano to? So we do not know the sexuality of the eunuch. Only that by being a eunuch, they are, or the concept of a eunuch are the closest, but not exactly, equivalents sometimes of a gay man or a trans woman of today. Okay? Being from Ethiopia and a Jewish convert, meaning hindi siya Jew, ito ang isa pang alam natin sa kanya. So being from Ethiopia, dark-skinned, tas Jewish convert siya, hindi siya Jew by race and birth, meron din siyang discrimination sa Jewish temple and culture and communities bilang very racially exclusivist ang Jewish religion and culture. At yung meron pang chika sa Jew, pag magpapa-convert ka daw ng Jewish, tatlong beses ka daw ire-reject at i-deny ng rabbi. So, hindi naman sinasabing hindi ka pwede maging Hudyo. Okay? Inaallow naman. The religion allows converts. Wala naman nagbabawal na maging Hudyo ang ibang lahi. Pero, part of the human imperfection, it is same to assume na within the Jewish circles or communities, merong racism pa rin. Okay? Sa kapwa nila Hudyo na hindi nila kalahi. And so, in this story, we have two persons na may kanya-kanyang multi-layer karanasan na oppression and discrimination under the Roman Empire and the existing Jewish religious culture. Isang pisanteng Greco-Roman, tagasunod ni Jesus, na may kamulatan. Most likely, one of those who were also there during the Pentecost event and during the life of Jesus. At yung isa naman, appointed and tasked as a deacon with six others. He was told by an angel to go to another oppressed and discriminated person from far away so that he may also enlighten the other. One woke person guiding another one to also wake up sa pamamagitan ng mensahe ni Jesus at paggabay ng Espiritu Santo. In this story, we are also, sa kwentong ito, we are also like Philip, para tayong si Felipe, the progressive woke Christians. Totoo ba? Totoo ba? Who are mostly queer, called and tasked to teach, guide, and help others na naguguluhan sa usaping relihiyon at pananampalataya kasama ng sexualidad at kasarian. Kung paanong si Philip na isang pesanteng Greco-Roman na namulat sa pesanteng Mesiyas na si Jesus ay nagmulat rin ng isang yunoko, tinuturing na mahina, binabae at duwag, tayo rin na namulat sa mas mapagpalayang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa parehong Hesukristo, tayo rin ay dapat magmulat ng mga kapwa nating mga api, sila may akla o hindi. Gets? Haba kasi, running sentence siya eh. Gets natin? So kung paano tayo na namulat kay Jesus, at kung paano si Philip na nagmulat ng isa pang discriminated and oppressed, tayo rin na namulat kay Jesus, tulad ni Philip, ay kailangan din magmulat ng iba, aklaman ito o hindi. So other progressive groups, merong tinatawag, hindi Christian, ibang mga progresibing organisasyon, may tinatawag na ED. Ano ang ED? Education, especially short for education. Ang mga ED. At yan ang importanteng gawain sa mga progressive and activist groups. Importanteng gawain sa kanila ang ED. Part ng programming nila. Ito ang isa sa mga paraan para magmulat ng mga tao, lalo na ng kabataan, sa tunay na kalagayan ng lipunan at ng mundo. Pero hindi yan bago. Without realizing it, the church is the first and the most effective in doing ED through Sunday school, catechism, at sa NCCP, VCS, no, Vacation Church School pag summer, Christmas Institute pag Pasko. In short, kasi ED sa mga activist group, sa simbahan, ang tawag dito? Indoctrination. Yes. Diba? Indoctrination. And it is not just about education in terms of giving information. Hindi ito edukasyon na nagbibigay lang ng information. It is formation. Formation. Paghuhubog. Paghuhubog ng puso't diwa na merong kamulatan. At sa Christians, values formation. Hubog ka tao. GMRC. Critical thinking formation din. So, values formation, saka critical thinking formation. Yun yung medyo kulang sa mga simbahan. Critical thinking formation. As progressive Christians, LGBT ka man o hindi, ang pagmumulat ay importante at hindi natatapos na gawain. Education as formation is also what ensures, importante to, sa ating MCC, education as formation is also what ensures the movement will continue. Kasi nasa pagmumula through formation education na tayo ay naghuhubog ng next generation who will carry the torch, the lamp, forward. May turnover talaga at pagmamana. We are in a long line of generations of queer Christians, especially MCC, na despite walang formal or intentional na curriculum before, naririto pa rin tayo sa mga legacy. Mga legacy. Oral tradition tayo na ano no, na formation.
Para at mula.
Sa struggle tayo na ano.
Long
na
in between.
Uh-oh.
Sanctuary. O yung isang mata na
taga doon yun eh, sa Quezon City. Pero now we do ngayon meron na tayong curriculum. No? Now we have an intentional and curricular formation program. Para patuloy na mamulat at magmulat. Hindi lamang sa kapwa natin LGBTQIA+ Christians, but also to other straight Christians who are equally oppressed by the stereotypical expectations and norms of toxic Christianity. Sabi nila, bakit naman magsisimba ang straight sa MCC? Diba? Pero ang hindi nila nare-realize, even straight people are also oppressed in mega churches, in other toxic Christianity because of the set of expectations of what a straight person should be. Or ano ang klaseng pamilya ng straight. Diba? Or dapat, huwag kayo mag-divorce. Mga ganyan. Diba? Or pure. Or kikeme ka lang pag na-bless na kayo ni father o ni pastor. At dapat, pag magkikeme kayo, ang intention nyo lang ay mag-anak. Diba? Oy, totoo yan ha? Historically speaking, missionary position lang ang allowed. May ganyang church rules before. Oo. Ayan. Side chika na yan. Yung eunuch, so ngayon, ang tag dito, expectations norms. So ngayon, it's in reverse. Yung eunuch, yung mga eunuch, ang siyang magmumulat sa hindi lamang kapwa eunuch, kundi pati sa mga tulad ni Philip of today, represented by straight Christians, na pagod na rin sa toxic Christianity. So paano ba tayo magmumulat? Paano ba tayo patuloy na mamumulat at magmumulat? Number one, have a mindset of curious learning. Kahit hindi kayo Christian, kahit religion aside, as a person, have a mindset, an attitude of curious learning. Ang pagmumulat sa sarili, kahit mulat ka na, ay hindi natatapos. Pero minsan sakit yan ng iba. Yung akala nila dahil mulat na sila, wala na silang matututunan pang iba. Minsan nga, kailangan mong ulit-ulitin kasi nakakalimutan natin ito. Nadidistract tayo sa mga temptations ng imperyo. Sa temptations ng, babanggit pala ako ng mga produkto. Temptations ng you know, that kind of life we have today. So ano ba yung mindset and attitude of curious learning? Nag-uumpisa yan by always asking yourself, what can I learn from this experience? From this mistake? From this success? From this struggle? Ano ang pwedeng matutunan sa mga bagay at taong nakapaligid sa akin? Sa mga nangyayari sa akin? Siyempre, part din dyan yung critical thinking. Di naman pwedeng kung ano-ano lang ang impormasyon na ating tatanggapin. Okay, so kailangan din maging mapanuri. Part ng curious learning. At diba, ano yan sabi nila? Learning never ends. It only ends when we're dead. Hindi pwedeng kung ano-anong pananaw na hindi naman maganda at nakakaganda. Hindi ko maipipilit sa inyo na magbasa kayo. But something is to be said of reading, hindi lamang of learning at pagmumulat, but also keeping the mind sharp. Reading actually keeps the mind sharp. Babalik din ako dun sa mga ilan sa atin na galing, may pampang guilt trip na naman ako. Babalik ulit ako dun sa ilan sa atin na galing sa mega churches. Diba? Dati merong hunger to learn and to read. Binabasa mo yung purpose-driven life. And then kung ano-ano pang mga ibang libro na sinulat ni Ganire, ganito, na may mga pastor na may mga jet plane at ano, diba? O, chicken soup. In fairness, medyo maganda naman yung chicken soup. Ang daming binabasa dati. Tapos meron pa, sa mga Katoliko naman, meron daily devotion. Yung our daily bread, or yung mga, di ba, yung year, ano to? 1 year na may mga reflection at ano. Di ba? May daily devotion. Magjo-journal pa. Yan. Then, nung naging progressive Christian, asan na? Where is the hunger to learn, to read, and to journal? Ayaw na kasi toxic daw. The content and the pressure might be toxic. Yung totoo naman yun. Yung content nung binabasa at yung pamimpressure ng pastor o nung iba, yun yung toxic. But the process itself is not. Reading, journaling, or kung listening to audiobook, morning devotion, the process itself is not necessarily toxic. And we have to reclaim it back as progressive Christians. So, ayan. The process of reading, journaling, and learning from multiple sources is equally and if not more needed sa ating mga progressive Christians. At actually sa atin, mas ine-expand pa nga. Kasi kung sa conservative Christian, oh, ito lang ang babasahin nyo, it's Bible lang ang babasahin nyo, andyan na lahat ng kailangan nyo malaman. In progressive Christianity or even in Open Table MCC, ang palagi sinasabi dito, makikita, mararanasan, matututunan nyo ang Diyos sa maraming iba't ibang sources, even non-Christian sources. Okay? So, I hope we will reclaim our hunger to learn and to experience God and to learn God in so many other sources, including reclaiming the act of reading and journaling. Hindi pwedeng mema-mema lang dahil narinig nyo lang sa akin, kay pastor, and then paruting lang. Ipaparot lang sinasabi ko. It is just a matter, ito rin, it's just a matter of looking for the right authors and the other materials to read, to listen to, and things to write. Curious learning is also about asking the, so hindi lang siya impormasyon. Learning is also about critical questions, asking the critical questions. No? Enhancing your critical questioning and thinking. Ito din yung isang sign na tunay na woke ka. Kasi kung woke ka simply because you have a series of beliefs, tapos ayaw mo na siyang ma-question, hindi yun tunay na woke. Ang tunay na woke, willing siyang ma-question pati yung sarili niyang pananaw na tingin niya ay tama. No? So we have to continue our critical thinking and questioning in a world that's too comfortable with oppressive norms. Laging maging mapanuri at laging maghangad ng pagkatuto. Number two, be intentional and take it upon yourself to be a gentle mentor or have a mindset of a gentle mentor. No? Hindi man ngayon o agad-agad and not always in a formal way, but somehow, somewhat, become a mentor of those who are still confused with what may seem to be many complexities in our world today. Maging mentor ka. Whether formal or informal. Okay? Mothering. Diba? Lalo na, yung mga confused pa na LGBT, whether may puwang ba sila sa mundong ito at sa pagmamahal ng Diyos o wala. Be a mentor. Sa mga cis-hetero friends natin na sa kabila ng kanilang privileges ay meron pa rin kaapihan sa pagkakahon sa kanila sa kung ano lang ang katanggap na lalaki at babae at ano lang ang ideal na pamilya. Be a mentor. The queerness of LGBTQI plus people is also the cure for heteronormative boxes of cis-hetero people. I won't dig deep, hindi ko masyadong palilimin to, susunod kong sasabihin, kasi pang isang semestre ito ng seminaryo. At maganda siyang thesis. Bukod sa hunger to always learn, you must also have the hunger to teach and to guide. You must have the hunger to teach and to guide. Ang woke ay nagpapa-woke rin sa iba. Pero in a gentle way. Hindi yung naipapasa dapat, ayun, naipapasa dapat ang wokeness, hindi sinasarili. Hindi rin yung, ang pag-woke sa iba, hindi rin yung nambabarda ka lang every opportunity that you have. Diba? Hindi yon ang wokeness. At nauunawaan din ng isang tunay na woke na ang mission is to open and enlighten hearts and minds and lives as a way to effect change in people's lives and therefore change society. Kailangan natin dahan-dahang magturo at gumabay at magmulat tulad ni Philip na isang eunuch. Part of that is also accepting na may kanya-kanyang level of readiness ang mga tao. At minsan, hindi talaga pwedeng ganon. Or iisang approach. We have to honor people's readiness for certain things. Number three, encounter people where they are. Yung pala yung kasunod nun. Encounter people where they are and be patient. Hindi tayo makakapagmulat kung hindi tayo kumikilala at nakikihalubilo sa ibang tao. Kung hindi natin, hindi tayo tatayo sa greenfield, charot. Kung hindi natin chinichika ang mga nasa paligid natin, sa sarili nating pamilya at mga kaibigan, biblical stories are also stories of encounter. Yun yung sabi ko kanina, di ba? Grinder theology. Theology of encounter. Encounter. Biblical stories are stories of encounter. And from that encounter, enlightenment or transformation. When Abraham and Sarah encountered God with the three persons who came to them. When Jacob encountered and wrestled with an angel all night long. When Moses encountered the burning bush. When the widow and her child encountered the prophet Elijah. When Jesus encountered the first disciples. Encountered the woman at the well, encountered the lepers, encountered the Roman centurion na merong chismis jowa daw, and the Syrophoenician woman. Besides, as Christians, Jesus, mismong si Jesus sa ano, kaso nagkikringe naman kasi evangelical ito eh, favorite ng mga evangelical eh. Jesus sends us out into the world to meet people and tell them His message of transformation. At kung ang basehan natin ay si Luke, according to kay Luke, a message of transformation based on transformation and meeting the poor. Kung ito naman ay gospel ni Matthew, presence of God. God's presence in the lives of people. At kung ito naman ay pag-ibig, the centrality of love, agape, ang mensaheng ipakalat ay mensahe ng pagmamahal, according to John. Jesus sends us to encounter people and bring the message to them. Sa ating family and friends, sa ating mga katrabaho, pati sa ating mga aura, baka pati na rin sa mga ka-grinder. Like Philip, we must go on our way to meet the many eunuchs who are traveling alone and trying to figure out sacred scripture. And for us, the woke progressive Christians, to then guide and teach them. Pero we also have to be patient and gentle because not everyone, and not even every LGBTQ, would be receptive to the message of radically inclusive love. Hindi lahat ay handa or willing to receive a message of radical love. A message of an activist faith isang pananampalatayang aktivista that cares for the broken world. Kailangan din maging pasensyosa tayo pagkat hindi lahat ay handa or may kanya-kanyang level or hindi lahat ay handa at may kanya-kanyang level ng kahandaan. Some may need a little more time, more guidance than others. And there will always be those who will not accept the message even among our own sector. At yan ang unang, one of the unang rules in social development. You cannot save everyone. Of course, you try. You try. You do not exclude anyone. But fact is also, you cannot save everyone. In this context, no matter how much we teach, we are also sobered by the idea that not everyone is ready or willing to accept the message, kahit pa sila ay LGBT. But there will be those who will receive the message kahit na hindi rin member ng ating sector. In closing, paano ipaglalaban at ipagpapatuloy ang ating kulayaan? Patuloy na matuto at mulatin ang sarili. Hindi natatapos ang pagmumulat. Hindi natatapos ang pagkatuto. And then, mulatin din ang iba ng dahan-dahan. Hindi madali, hindi agad-agad, pero ito ay parte ng ating misyon, hindi lang bilang community, pero bilang individual Christians and individual LGBTs. Tayo ay magmulat, tayo ay patuloy na mamulat at magmulat. At siguro, yun nga, kahit okay na tayo as LGBT persons or as MCC, okay na ako, okay na, natanggap ko na, love ako ng Diyos, God loves me. No? Be the elder, the mother, the ate that you needed once upon a time. Be like Philip to the many eunuchs, especially young eunuchs of today. Be the eunuch to the many Philips that need also to be guided today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.